This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in Houston, Texas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Rick Ewart from Ewart Technologies. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's been fun.
The last day we're in the home stretch.
Yeah, right? Well, to be fair, I'll be happy to sleep in my own bed tonight, but it's been quite fun. I met some really nice people and got to interact with a lot of people I already knew, it's been a fun time.
Good deal. So what brings Ewart Technologies to CU Intersect?
Well, we're actually pretty much a pure play on the credit union industry. That's pretty much all we deal with.
Okay.
And provide services. And so I wanted to be out here to, meet new credit unions and see if there's folks that might benefit from us and, likewise.
Okay. Well, and that kind of segues my next question. Is like, tell me a little bit about Ewart Technologies. What do you guys do, and how do you help credit unions?
So we started off with a lot of small credit unions that just couldn't afford the big name technologies and that kind of stuff, and help bring a lot of those technologies into like co-location or virtualization and those kind of things. Just was out of reach for the small and medium sized credit unions back in the day.
Yeah.
Whether it was web hosting, and then living in South Florida, hurricanes and that, natural disasters was an obvious segue, right?
Right.
And a lot of our clients needed help just either preparing for or even recovering in some cases from natural disasters.
Yeah.
So a lot of our products, while they're geared to help the client, a lot of them, well, I should say every one of them has some type of disaster recovery element or business continuity, I should really say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, resiliency built into baked into the equation,
right?
Because obviously with credit unions, there's no real tolerance for downtime.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to be 24/7 for sure, especially in today's environment. So tell me a little bit about the importance of business continuity. You just kind of alluded to it, that credit unions can't really afford to be down. So share with me the importance of continuity, and what are credit unions, are they missing anything here, or what do they need to know that they don't know maybe?
Credit unions are in a various stages of it, depending upon the size and the complexity of the organization, obviously, right? The need for it is critical because obviously they can't be down more than a day or whatever. Legally, you don't have a very long downtime. And for example, I had a client that lost their entire building in a hurricane, and the regulator's like, "Oh, that's horrible. You know, we'll give you an extra day to get back up and running."
Yeah.
Gee, thanks, guys. Right? We didn't need it, thankfully, because we had built all these products.
Awesome. Okay.
But my point being is, there's very little tolerance even when the worst does happen.
Yeah.
Right. So, if I were to sing anything that a credit union probably look at, is to evaluate where your single points of failure are, right? For example, I had a client that was a single location credit union, so they knew all my eggs are in that basket.
Exactly.
Another credit union, they had six branches, but ultimately they all connected back to this one branch to get to the core.
That's the hub, yeah.
Right, so that goes down, you're dead. So just the simple act of picking up that core router and moving it into the data center suddenly made all those branches operate independently.
Right.
Combine that with the voice, put the voice PBX in the data center, all that into the data center, and you really up your...
How about, and maybe off base here, but redundancy, backups, that type of stuff?
Well, again, some clients for the larger credit unions, and that's where a lot of times we're serving more the mid-sized to larger credit unions, they have their operations.
Mm-hmm,
they may have a pretty resilient setup already, but then they need that backup or that just in case, right?
Yeah.
And so like in our case, we run multiple data centers. We have one in Miami as well as in Atlanta. And I have a credit union that has their primary operations in our Miami data center, so they also have space in our Atlanta one.
Gotcha. So, do you guys work with folks that are venturing to the cloud at all as well? Or
I
don't mean to go off too much on a tangent here, but
I'm
hearing a lot of cloud talk here, so I want to see what your perspective is.
I often say we are the cloud in some respects. Yeah, obviously we're not an AWS or Azure or whatever, but for example, I have a client who uses our phone infrastructure, and they have a large outbound call center that they run. All of their desktops and everything are in Azure. Our servers we host all their PBXs for them, and they're actually connecting to us through Azure because we have a peering connection, actually a 10 gig peering connection into all the major cloud
providers. Okay. Oh, right on.
So they have very low latency, one hop away, mm-hmm. you know, connectivity into mm-hmm. our data center. And okay. so we actually play nicely with them in that respect.
Okay, good deal. Wow. Yeah. There's so many choices out there, so many avenues to take right now. So it's really cool. But again, the significance of business continuity today couldn't be more greater, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Based on what's going on out there. So I'm bringing it back to the conference here. Any takeaways from the conference? Any highlights for you or anything that you're going to take back to your respective shop and implement or?
Probably, actually, it's the conference. One of the discussions is actually going on right now next door is the NCUA.
Oh, the NCUA,
and
right,
I know that's been a hotspot button of, you know, what are they looking at and what is the regulatory needs and how is that landscape changing?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to one of them, and he was talking about how, yeah, historically we've been kind of vertical in the various different elements, and now we're branching out by going sideways, basically. We're getting deeper
into
each of those areas,
okay.
right?
So. Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, it's going on right next door, so I don't want to keep you too long, so get you back in there. Anything else to add to wrap up, Rick?
I appreciate you bringing us on.
Oh, my gosh, my pleasure.
Great opportunity. I've been watching you guys, you know, for years online and what have you, so it's
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate appreciate the viewership and the content as well. I love how you provided some examples as well, kind of give it a real-world feel, so that always helps.
Yeah, the good news and the bad news is we've been doing it since, 97, I guess, when we started, and so we've had more than our fair share of clients that had, oh my God, help us, you know, type problems.
Those middle of the night calls, oh my goodness, just what happened?
Sometimes literally, yes.
All right, we'll help you out. So good stuff. All right, Rick, so where can folks find UWERT Technologies? Where do they go?
Well, we're on the website, uwerttechnologies.com.
Okay.
Also, iocall.com is our communications, the
voice. I was reading your shirt there.
There you go, okay, iocall.com.
Cool. Okay, right
That's
on.
That's the voice side of the division of the business.
Gotcha. All right, well, we will put those links in the show notes so people can get right
Excellent.
To you guys and give you a shout and ask some questions and
Sounds
possibly get you guys some more work as well. So it's always a good thing.
Always love it.
All right, Rick, well, thank
you
so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Well done.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.